On Sunday, April the 3rd, 2011, a slut walk was held in Toronto in response to recent comments made by the Toronto Police. On January the 24th, 2011, a representative of the Toronto Police said that, quote, women should avoid dressing like sluts in order not to be victimized. Now, satellite slut walks are being organized in cities across North America. In Vancouver, community members are organizing Slut Walk Vancouver. The organizers are inspired by and acting in solidarity with Slut Walk Toronto. On Thursday, April the 7th, I caught up with Katie Russo and Josh Tavish. Katie and Josh are two of the organizers of Slut Walk Vancouver. The following interview was originally aired by Worm's Eye View on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hi, my name is Katie Russo, and I am a Slut Walk Vancouver organizer.
And my name is Josh Tavish. I am also a Slut Walk Vancouver organizer.
Thank you for joining us. So what is the Slut Walk?
Slut Walk is an event that has its origins in Toronto. It was organized by some women there in response to comments made by a Toronto police officer while speaking to some York students. During that discussion, he suggested that the students could avoid being sexually assaulted if they didn't dress like sluts. And from that comment, Slut Walk was born, and we decided that Vancouver was also in need of a similar walk because the victim blaming and sex shaming culture that creates those kind of comments like that of the Toronto PD is very much alive here as it is alive everywhere. So we thought it was time that we took it out for a walk.
I saw on your Facebook page the word sex shaming, slut shaming. What do those words mean?
Sex shaming and slut shaming are, from our perspective, a widespread and systemic kind of thing happening in society. We're finding more and more reporting and suggestions for how to avoid cases of sexual assault and rape, etc. We're finding that a lot of the conversation around these issues is ascribing blame to victims and is promoting a discussion of how not to get raped rather than, you know, don't rape. Yeah. And we just find that unsatisfactory. We think that the conversation ought not to stop at what steps people need to take to present themselves or to prevent bad things from happening to themselves. It needs to go a little bit further and look at how we can change the conversation to more positive alternatives.
And there's a second piece to that too, which is that when we talk about women as victims, we talk about women as individuals to whom sex happens, and that actually denies that women have agency in their sexuality, and women who decide to have a healthy and promiscuous sex life should not be shamed for doing so, and also should not be considered worthless and deserving less protection. Dressing provocatively doesn't indicate a certain kind of sexual activity and definitely should not indicate a person's value, but unfortunately in a sex and slut-shaming culture, that's exactly what it does. We see a woman in a revealing shirt and we assume that she is promiscuous and we assume that as a result she is more likely to get raped and that she probably had that coming. So that's what we're up against.
We would just, like to argue that there is no such thing as dressing like a slut, there is no such thing as dressing for assault, and that relationship needs to be put up as a topic of conversation.
The word slut, that part of the march's title, has caused a lot of controversy on some of the social networking sites and blogs. Can you describe some of those responses and why you've decided to go along with this title?
When I first decided to organize Slut Walk out here, that's something I really struggled with. My first thought was, what am I going to tell my mom when she asks what the name of my little march is? But then I realized that that's actually why this needs to happen, and that's why it needs to be called a slut walk. Some people on Facebook have suggested that it should be called, you know, a march against sexual abuse. And I'm almost, I guess, you know, being raised in a victim-blaming culture, I'm at the point where I don't feel like giving it a nice euphemism. I don't feel like making it more polite. I think the problem is that we've been too damn polite about something that affects us every day. And when we refuse to take slut talk on, head on, we allow the excusing away of acts of violence, and that, as a result, creates the conditions for further violence. So yeah, we need to talk about what it means to call women sluts, and not to talk about the acts of violence that grow out of that culture of shaming and blaming.
I have two things to add to that. The first is that one of the big reactions we're seeing is that when hearing the name slut walk, a lot of people become quite uncomfortable. They're not sure how they feel about it. It causes them discomfort. They become somewhat, you know, squeamish towards the idea. And we would, you know, we feel that you ought to feel uncomfortable when hearing the term slut walk. And that is precisely the reason we chose the term, that the conversation is one that needs to be had and one that we shouldn't be afraid to have.
Well, I think the second point that needs to be made is that there's a flip side to having the name slut walk, which is that despite having a very carefully crafted mission statement, a lot of people don't seem to read past the Vancouver in our name. They just see Slut Walk Vancouver and make an opinion that's either very supportive or seemingly supportive or very negative, and it gets frustrating that, you know, if you just read the next three sentences, you would get a sense of what we're saying. So we do have a lot of supporters who come and say, oh, I'm going to wear my sluttiest clothes and I'm going to dress like such a slut. And it's like, I'm thrilled that our event is going to create a safe space in which participants can dress however they choose and feel that they are supported and feel safe. However, when you come to the Facebook page and you say, I'm going to dress like such a slut, it actually halts the conversation we're trying to have, and the idea that there is no such thing as dressing like a slut, and kind of reinforces the idea that we're raging against. So I think we gain a lot from having the name that we do, but at the same time, it does pose quite a few challenges.
The term slut walk is quite a flexible term. It casts a broad swath, because what we hope to target is not just violence from one group to another, not just rape from one person to another, not just acts of sexual violence and rape, but we have a larger target, which is to start a conversation around this kind of what we believe to be a toxic sexual culture and a way of talking about sex and sluts and everything that the term slut brings forth. That's our target, that whole culture, beyond just physical acts of violence.
I feel like the organizing for this event was almost like overnight. I feel like it just popped up on my Facebook newsfeed one day. What have been the steps towards like getting this whole thing started? What have been some of the obstacles and issues?
Keeping up is the biggest issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
In 4 days, we went from zero followers or zero confirmed attendees to 2,000 confirmed attendees. None of us would have anticipated it to shoot off quite like that. Mm-hmm. So keeping up has been the biggest challenge. We just had our first meeting this afternoon. And Katie, do you have anything you'd like to say about the support we've received?
We've received overwhelming support. I receive volunteer requests hourly at this point, and it's amazing. Yeah, I think our biggest challenge is continuity of messaging, as I mentioned, and what it means to have a slut walk, which is not that we go out in revealing clothing, that we come however we feel comfortable. Recognizing that if some people do choose to wear more revealing clothing, that that's okay and that's their choice and we support it. But yeah, just really trying to keep up. And it's, my background is in community organizing, but yeah, this is like a 100-meter sprint when most organizing is more like a 5K, you know, so it's a lot less pacing and a whole lot more, you know, just trying to push through and make sure all the pieces are in place.
Mm-hmm. A lot of what I've been reading about Slut Walk, I think you already mentioned it, it's kind of been sparked after the instance at York University, and then and you yourselves, you're both university students. But I was wondering about what you're doing to work on the inclusivity of this community organizing and this movement. What are you doing to, like, is there something being done to reach out to people who aren't part of the university but not still face a lot of this slut shaming and sex shaming in different ways?
Absolutely. What's interesting about who has come forward is that, so Josh sent me an email with a story about the recent Saanich assault and comments that have since been retracted by the Saanich PD. And that's what started our organizing out here. Within an hour of receiving that email, I drafted an email saying, you know, this has happened in Saanich, this is what Slut Walk Toronto is, I think it's time to do one in Vancouver. Are you interested? I sent that to Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies at SFU. As far as I can tell, they forwarded it to their students. I sent it to a handful of people I know who do community organizing throughout Vancouver, and I sent it to several women's organizations throughout Vancouver. And the students responded alarmingly. I did not expect that many students to really get involved as quickly and as passionately as they did. We've not had the same success with the community at this point. I think that having worked for NGOs, I suspect that's actually just an understaffing issue. I know that most of the organizations who are fighting very good fights against poverty, against sexual violence, and you know, everything else that's happening in Vancouver right now, they don't have the staff power to take on other things. So today we got together with our organizers, and I think the next step forward is doing everything that we can as a group to make inroads with people who really need to be a part of this conversation and have such important and unique views that need to be heard and shared and supported. And we'll do whatever we can to bring them into this conversation.
Another dimension of our of the response we've seen from the community at large is that we are a new organization. This organization has been up and running for less than a week, maybe a week.
1 week.
So we also anticipate that many groups haven't had enough time to get our project, you know, get their heads around our project, and when they begin to see the public support, the volunteer support, and the efforts of the organizing committee and everybody that entails, we expect that we'll be hearing a lot more from community organizations.
And I really do hope that we will have as many community organizations as possible aligning with this event, because it's an issue that affects everyone across the board, all ages, all genders, all ethnicities, all abilities, all levels of education, and all, you know, everyone. So it's we've run into walls where some people are asking, well, what's your position, your official position on this, and what's your official position on that, and it's really hard because we just keep saying, actually, like, we just want to have an event where everyone comes out and let's have this conversation about putting an end to shaming and blaming and a toxic sexual culture. And, you know, people will say, yeah, okay, but so what's your opinion on this? And it's like, no, no, no. So I think there's a bit of hesitancy because there's an expectation that there must be a politic behind it. But I think because it is such a universal issue, we're just trying to have a mission of inclusivity and hoping that people will join us. And we will provide the space for people to share their very unique stories, recognizing that not everyone's experience of victim blaming and shaming and sexual violence are the same.
The problem with having such a kind of subtle and nuanced message is that the sad reality of it is we're not here to make one particular argument. We're here to start multiple conversations. And that, I hope, is... that's what we hope to communicate loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. So just before I let you provide the contact information, so people who want to get involved in organizations that want to get involved, they can contact you. I want to ask you about the accessibility of this this event. Have you decided on a location, and is it accessible?
As of today, we're happy to report that we are looking to march on the Granville Strip. I'd like to believe that that location is fairly accessible to anyone who is interested in participating. If people do have concerns about accessibility, we are definitely open to suggestions and concerns, recognizing that inclusivity really is the key to this event. But yeah, I'm excited to have this march downtown. We may add additional stops on the route, which I believe are necessary, but we're waiting to hear back from the communities with whom we would be working to develop this march more fully.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
The Slut Walk will take place on May 15th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. in downtown Vancouver, unceded Coast Salish territories. If you or your organization would like to get involved with the Slut Walk, email slutwalkvancouver@gmail.com or visit their Facebook page by searching Slut Walk Vancouver. For Twitter, search Slut Walk Van.